Well, let's begin with starting this lovely Sunday morning with the invocation of Hazrat Inayat Khan. Towards the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the spirit of guidance. So in the Northern Hemisphere, we are in this season of wintering, and it's a time for introspection and reflection, a season that for us in the United States begins with Thanksgiving. Reflecting on the blessings that have been received throughout the year, offering our gratitude to others and to the one universal giver who bestows all blessings. And there are those times when blessings may not be recognized or realized as such until we take time to reflect. And so follows the contemplative season of the Advent time in the Christian tradition, as daylight decreases in the Northern Hemisphere, drawing us deeper into introspection, guiding us towards the light within. Through the ritual kindling of the candles, representing the light of hope and peace that shines through seasons of darkness, and representing the joy at the time of the solstice with the promise of light returning. This is a time of Christmas, celebrating the birth of the divine light of love on earth through the Christ child, and a time of the celebration of the festival of lights known as Hanukkah, commemorating God's miracle of the oil, sustaining the eternal flame of light on the altar of the rededicated temple in Jerusalem. A sign of light and hope, faith carrying people through dark times of suffering. So during this holy season, I found myself turned towards the prayer Pir by Hazrat Inayat Khan. So with the hope and joy of the miracle of light increasing, we look towards the new year, tuning our mind, heart, and soul through this prayer. You'll find the words for the prayer in the chat window. So let's say it together. Inspirer of my mind, consoler of my heart, healer of my spirit, thy presence lifteth me from earth to heaven. Thy words flow as the sacred river. Thy thought riseth as a divine spring. Thy tender feeling wakens sympathy in my heart. Beloved teacher, thy very being is forgiveness. The clouds of doubt and fear are scattered by thy piercing glance. All ignorance vanishes in thy illuminating presence. A new hope is born in my heart by breathing thy peaceful atmosphere. O inspiring guide, through life's puzzling ways, in thee I feel abundance of blessing. Amen. So what blessings have been bestowed upon you throughout the year? In prayer to the One who is the inspirer of our mind, we may acknowledge the gifts of inspiration we have received. Certainly, I am sure you join me in gratitude for the guiding inspiration received through Dervish Coffee with Pir Moinuddin, and all of those who have offered us attunement and insight through the blessing of teachings received and through spiritual conversation. And I know some of you are here, so thank you. With the approach of the new year, there can be a feeling of anticipation, a hopeful feeling, with that potential of a new beginning. And so with this, we prepare our hearts for opening to new inspirations in the coming year. Hazrat Inayat Khan, in order to receive inspiration, in order to acquire spiritual knowledge, in order to prepare one's heart for the inner revelation, one must try to make one's mentality pliable, like water, rather than like a rock. The prayer pier offers us this attunement as we pray. Thy words flow as a sacred river. Thy thought riseth as a divine spring. Hazrat Inayat Khan, inspiration is a higher form of intuition. Inspiration is a stream of wonder and bewilderment. In the emblem of the Sufi order, there is a heart in the center as a sign that from the heart, the stream rises, the stream of divine knowledge and inspiration. A practice Hazrat Inayat Khan prescribed for opening to receive inspiration was the Wazifa Ya Wahabo. And Ya Wahabo is this divine stream of inspiration. Though we will not recite this particular wazifa today, we can imagine the quality of flowing water of the divine stream. Visualize within your heart center a beautiful golden fountain. From that fountain, water flows upward as a spring. Water sparkling with the light of An-Nur. An-Nur is all-pervading luminosity, the essence that is in every cell and atom of creation. It is the divine consciousness that is in our soul. In the teaching of the singing wazifas by Murshid Hidayat Inayat Khan, he emphasized that the purpose of invoking Ya-Nur is to develop inspiration. So visualize this spring of the essence of light rising and flowing as a stream of divine knowledge and inspiration, all aleem. Hazrat Inayat Khan, it is by focusing one's mind to the divine mind that consciously or unconsciously one receives inspiration. Al-Aleem is this divine mind, the supreme all-knowing consciousness, the knower of the seen and the unseen, the source of inner knowing and outer knowing. Hazrat Inayat Khan described Al-Aleem as the divine inspirer. In Physicians of the Heart, we learn there are varied meanings that are contained within the root sound of Aleem, which are those letters A-L-M, Alm. One of the names is Alama, which signifies an underground source of water, the source from which flows this divine spring. For the new year, we tune to the divine source of this spring that rises from the depths of the soul through the fountain of the heart, flowing with the light of inspiration and spiritual knowledge, with the intention that what we receive that enlightens our own path may be a light that shines through life's puzzling ways for others. So we will invoke Ya-Nur Ya-Alim, intoning these names of Allah 11 times. Then we drop the Ya and softly chant Nur Alim. And we complete the practice silently on the breath 11 times. Ya-Nur Ya-Alim, 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 silently. Amen. Returning to Hazrat Inayat Khan, it is by focusing our mind to the divine mind that consciously or unconsciously we receive inspiration. This phenomenon is so great and so wonderful that its joy is unlike any other joy in the world. It is an upliftment. One feels that one is raised from the earth when one's mind is focused on the divine mind, for inspiration comes from the divine mind. Thy presence lifteth me from earth to heaven. In the prayer pier, Pir Murshid then turns us towards the consoler of my heart. He says, one sees that those in the world who have really suffered, who have been disappointed, who are brokenhearted, may not wish to tell anybody about their experiences. They do not want any company, but wish to be alone. And then it is as if there were someone waiting with open arms, waiting for such a soul to come as a child comes to its mother. This shows that there is somewhere a consoler greater than any other in the world, a friend dearer than anyone else, a protector stronger than any earthly one. knowing that the world is not to be depended upon, the one who has gone through all this looks for that great one in their self. Have there been such times when you have felt utterly inconsolable, stuck in a pressurized state of vexation, grief, or despair, so overwhelming that you cried out from your heart to that someone, that something greater than yourself, the one waiting with open arms to console when no other person or anything else could offer relief and comfort? And perhaps you might recall the feeling of that consoling presence, bestowing the grace of a tender, gentle ease flowing through you, the divine stream of love bringing tranquility to your mind and heart, the grace of Ar Ra'uf. Ar is the honorific, and Ra'uf is a name of Allah spelled R-A-apostrophe-U-F. And I forgot to mention, but the wazifas can be also viewed in the chat window. Ar Ra'uf is the one who is this quiet, gentle, profound love that deeply penetrates into the core, the essence of being, a loving peacefulness that appears within the context of difficulties. Hazrat Anai Khan, the Sufi, looks upon the struggle as unavoidable, as a struggle through which they have to go. They see from the mystical point of view that the more they take notice of the struggle, the more the struggle will expand. And the less they make of it, the better they will be able to pass through it. When one looks at the world, what does one see? One sees everybody with their hands before their eyes, looking at their own struggles, which are as big as their own palm. A person may think, shall I also sit down like this and look at my own struggles? That will not answer the question. The work, therefore, is to engage in the struggle of others, to console them, to strengthen them, to give them a hand, and through that one's own struggle dissolves, and this makes one free to go forward. With Ar Ra'uf, we are strengthened with an inner serenity that overcomes the struggle of negative conflictual emotions within ourselves, such as despair, anger, hopelessness. And from this calm inner fortitude of Ar Ra'uf is a soothing effect that can be of help to others who are struggling and suffering. And in our time, we are certainly aware of struggles and suffering that impact our human family, our planet, and all the living beings we cohabitate with excuse me, on this earth. And for the sensitive heart, there is much that can vex us or be a cause of sadness and hopelessness. In Physicians of the Heart, we learn another meaning of Ar Ra'uf is to be able to extract or bring forth. It is said in the Quran, Allah brings forth light out of the darkness. And this verse further says, we are able to bring forth a pure light of peace. With this inner peace, we are turned towards compassion. thy tender feelings waken sympathy in my heart. Hence, Rauf is often paired with Rahim in the Quran to describe Allah. So as we tune our heart to the grace of our Rauf, we send the blessing bestowed to those who are struggling in life, to conditions of trouble and suffering in the world that need the compassion and courage of divine love, peace, and the All-Merciful, the one who is Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim enables each and every being, us, to manifest and offer mercy. This mercy is the divine love and compassion that has the disposition to forgive and to reach deeply into our heart or the heart of a situation. Recitation of Ya Rahim flows with the healing grace of mercy and compassion to all beings and all conditions where needed, without exception. So may it be so, as the divine spring flows from the fountain of our heart with the blessings of loving peace and mercy of the one who consoles. Ya Rauf, Ya Rahim, and we'll do this practice in the same sequence as done previously. Ya Rauf, Ya Rahim, 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 Rauf, 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 Rahim. Silently. Amen. Healer of my spirit. In my experience on this path, the practice of the purification breaths, as Pir Omurshid Inayat Khan taught his myriads, has truly been a healer of my spirit. This practice is done in the morning facing the rising sun, breathing in and out in a series of breaths we are also familiar with on this Sufi path as the elemental breaths. A concentration that Pir Murshid Inayat Khan prescribed to accompany the purification breaths sequence is the phrase, "I inhale divine light and life, and on the exhalation, I radiate divine life and light." You may have also learned and practiced this phrase as a similar practice, reciting the sacred names Yanur, O Light, and Yahai, O Life. So we return to Nur, the all-pervading essence of life, luminosity that is inherent to our physical being and is the light of our soul. And Al-Hayy is the everlasting life. It is the vitality of the ever-living source that is infinite and transcendent. You can feel this energy in the sound of Hayy. Al-Hayy is the life force not only of our physical being, but also of our spiritual heart. And it's a remedy for sadness, grief, or despair. Healer of my spirit. Hazrat Inayat Khan, when this spirit is lacking, intelligence, joy, and rest are lacking. And when there is this spirit, there is hope, there is joy, there is rest, because it is the nature of this spirit to hold together the body of atoms and vibrations. Comfort lies in its being held. Discomfort, when that spirit is not sufficient to hold the body intact. Thus, it is the lack of this spirit that is the cause of a great many diseases. And we can think of this not only as diseases of our personal mind, heart, and body, but also the diseases of the body of our fellow human beings, the diseases of the larger human condition, the diseases of the body of our planet, on whom our life depends. Hazrat Inayat Khan tells us, by the development of this spirit in oneself, the healer can give a part of their spirit to another, and that becomes the best source of healing. So let's deeply inhale. And as you breathe in, feel the rising of the diaphragm and chest cavity around your heart. Imagine this rising as a spring of luminescence, the rising of thy light and life through the fountain of your heart. And as you exhale, this spring flows outward with the life and light of the one who heals. To all people, to all conditions and places where this spirit is needed. So we'll practice this as a gentle whispered practice on the breath, inhaling Yanur Yai, and on the exhalation, Yai Yanur. And just do this gently. I don't want you to hyperventilate. And so you can inhale before saying the phrase, and then exhaling Yahai Yanur is quite easy to do. But we'll do this 33 times. Yahai Yanur. Oh, excuse me. I'll start again. Yanur. Yahai. Yahai. Yanur, Yanur, Yahai, Yahai, Yanur. Amen. Inspirer of my mind, consoler of my heart, healer of my spirit. Beloved teacher, here we acknowledge and honor the blessings of our teachers, all those who have been inspiring guides, consoling friends, those who uplift us. And we honor the qualities of thy divine presence, bestowing these blessings in forms seen and unseen. These blessings of forgiveness, thy very being is forgiveness. The clouds of doubt and fear are scattered by thy piercing glance. All ignorance, confusion, suffering vanish in thy illuminating presence. A new hope is born in my heart by breathing thy peaceful atmosphere. The one who is all Chami gathers all the blessings of the qualities of the divine ideals, we have invoked, returning us to the wholeness of our true self, lifting our spirit like a rising spring, flowing from the heart with the radiance of hope as we breathe thy peaceful atmosphere. The one who is all Kudus. Hazrat Inayat Khan says, peace is not a knowledge. Peace is not a power. Peace is not a happiness. Yet, peace is all these. Peace is productive of happiness. Peace inspires one with knowledge of the seen and unseen. And in peace is to be found the divine presence. All Kudus, the one who is most holy and pure and ever purifying, clarifying our consciousness of the nafs, our ego nature, returning us to deep inner peace, the pure essence that is our true home, the ideal of perfection, no separation, unity. Hazrat Anaya Khan, by attaining the inner peace, healing can be brought to the suffering of humanity. It need not be sought. It comes of itself through treading the path to God. So we'll do the practice, Yajami Yakadus, intoning as we have before. Yajami Yakadus, 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 Yajami Yakadus. Silently. Hazrat Anaya Khan, if there is anything that makes a bridge between God and we human beings, it is the ideal. Naturally, optimism comes when there is an ideal. Pessimism vanishes when there is an ideal. A new hope springs, and that hope brings a new life. When there is an ideal. And when there is a hope, willpower naturally develops. There is no hope without desire, and there is no desire without a will. All things change in one's life as soon as one has placed before oneself an ideal. The prayer pier turns us towards the ideal, encouraging and lifting our consciousness toward the source, O inspiring guide. The one who continually bestows blessings, some so obvious we may take them for granted. The one who through life's puzzling ways bestows blessings that are so subtle they may not be readily recognized, yet they're potent with deeper insight, understanding, and inspiration when the time is ripe for realization. Through this prayer, in thee we feel abundance of blessing. Anticipating the new year with a new hope and new life, let us recite this phrase given as a practice by Hazrat Pir Murshid Inayat Khan to his murids. It's a phrase you'll see in the chat. Give me a new life and new inspiration, that I may see in life thy divine inspiration. Oh, I'm sorry, Rachmana, I'm seeing you say you can't see any in the chat. So I'm sorry, it's kind of late in the game for that. But I'll say this phrase again, and we can all say it together. Give me a new life and new inspiration, that I may see in life thy divine inspiration. And we'll say it together three times. Give me a new life and new inspiration, that I may see in life thy divine inspiration. Give me a new life and new inspiration, that I may see in life thy divine inspiration. Give me a new life and new inspiration, that I may see in life thy divine inspiration. Amen. Hazrat Inayat Khan, we must not leave our meditation and prayers just to those fixed times when we do, because that is only the winding of the thing. But in our everyday life, we ought to bring the sense of it into our action, in everything we do at home or outside. We must use that latent power and inspiration aroused by our meditations. We should make use of it. By practicing to make use of it, we shall benefit ourselves and others by all we are doing. May it be so. Let us close our time together with the prayer for the new year by Hazrat Inayat Khan. And I'm going to ask if you can see that. I will look here in the chat. Let's see. It's at the end. Can you see it? Somebody let me know if it's visible. The prayer.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Did you hit send?
Yeah, I did. But I do have an exclamation point down there, so I'm not sure what that means. I'll try one more time. I've got to get this out of the way. I'm so sorry about that. And maybe it's my having difficulty with the interface here. I'm going to start a new chat. Well, that's interesting. I'm not quite sure what's happening, but it's not wanting to send. I typed it in a new chat. I am really sorry about that, and I can't figure that out. So what I'll do is I'll say it, and then I'll just repeat it again. We can say it twice, and maybe it'll sink in a little bit that you can also say it along with me. The Prayer for the New Year by Hazwat Inayat Khan. O Thou who abidest in our hearts, most merciful and compassionate God, Lord of heaven and earth, we forgive others their trespasses and ask Thy forgiveness of our shortcomings. We begin this new year with pure heart and with clear conscience, with courage and hope. Help us to fulfill the purpose of our lives under Thy divine guidance. O Thou who abidest in our hearts, most merciful and compassionate God, Lord of heaven and earth, we forgive others their trespasses and ask Thy forgiveness of our shortcomings. We begin this new year with pure heart and clear conscience, with courage and hope. Help us to fulfill the purpose of our lives under Thy divine guidance. Amen. And Happy New Year, and wishing you all abundance of blessings. Thank you for being here with me.